This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Well, that's it. The digital world is officially all mobile now. You want to know how I know? Google said so. That's how I know. The company is going to make a big change to its mobile search algorithm tomorrow by giving priority to websites that it classifies as mobile-friendly. That is, sites that have been specifically designed to work on smaller smartphone screens. Businesses that don't have mobile-friendly sites aren't completely out of luck, but close. Marketplace's David Weinberg has the story.
Monica Elkington is a lawyer in Alaska. She does criminal defense and family law, and she has a website, which is how many of her clients find her.
About half of them come through the website, and half of them come through referrals.
When Elkington heard about Google's plans to change its mobile search algorithm, she typed her web address into the test site that Google set up, and it told her that her site, which had been designed for a desktop, was not mobile-friendly. There's a lot of text that's too small to read. So as of tomorrow, when people do a Google search from their phone for a lawyer in Anchorage, Elkington's ranking will go down.
To get a responsive website, my design team quoted me about $1,200. And that was about the cost to create my website in the first place.
Elkington has decided not to spend the $1,200. She's going to wait and see how the new algorithm affects her business before making any changes. But that's a risk that a lot of other businesses can't afford to take. Brendan Howard runs a small business web design company.
Typically, search engine optimization or search engine rankings are going to be your biggest influx of customers online, at least. People, whenever they're researching a product or service or they're looking to buy, they typically go to Google first.
But it's not just small businesses that have not adapted. Large companies, including Nintendo, Versace, and Kroger, all have sites that Google has classified as not mobile-friendly.
So if the site is a sales site, for example, then it has a lot of back-end functionality, and it would cost tens of thousands of dollars to rebuild the whole thing.
Google announced the changes on February 26th to give websites time to redesign. Its announcement warned that this change will have a significant impact in our search results. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.